Now I request Shadavan to speak to us, her heart for Saka and Auravidya retreat.
Thank you, Anand. So this is a new step forward in Dr. Ananda's work on Mother and Teacher Sri Aurobindo. And I think we're all privileged and happy to be here today. He and I joined Aurobindo more or less at the same time when Mother gave him permission and me instructions to work for Aspiration School. So we were colleagues for that. 6 years. Since then, there's been quite a lot of interaction, although we had to, our work somehow took different directions. Still, the path is the same. It's to spread understanding and appreciation of Sri Aurobindo's vision and teaching. So when Savitri Bhavan was started, when it was only a dream and a kithat, Dr. Anand started giving the first Life Divine classes, and that continued for many years when we had a proper building. So it's very nice that now again, and now with the establishment of this retreat center, that he will be spending more time at Savitri Bhavan to share his knowledge, his expertise, his advice with aspiring researchers in the study of Sri Aurobindo and Mother's works. So I congratulate him and feel very much that Mother's blessings are with us all today for this inauguration. All the best to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Shadama.
She really has to go. She has
Shadavan has a class Savitri Bhavan, so she has to leave.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Alma. Yeah, now we'll wait a couple of minutes until Dr. Karan Singh Ji comes in, and then we'll have the next program. But now that we are ready for the program, we'll have the mother's music with her reading of Savitri lines, and then the inaugural function will begin.
Thank you. my spirit's loneliness. They shall embrace my body in thy soul. Here, in thy life, the beauty of my love. No, the thrilled bliss with which I made the world. All that thou hast shall be for others' bliss. All that thou art shall to my hands belong. I will pour delight from thee as from a jar. I will whirl thee as my chariot through the waves. I will use thee as my sword and as my lyre. I will play on thee my minstrelsy's song. And when thou art vibrant with all ecstasy, and when thou lifts one spirit with all things, then will I spare thee not my living fire, but make thee a channel for my timeless force. My hidden presence led thee unknowing on from thy beginning in earth's voiceless bosom, through life and pain and time and will and death, through outer shocks and inner silences, along the mystic roads of space and time, to the experience which all nature hides. Who hunts and seizes me, my captive grows. This shalt thou henceforth learn from thy heart beats. Forever love, O beautiful slave of God. O lasso of my rapture's widening noon, become my cord of universal love. The spirit ensnared by the forced delight of creation's oneness, sweet and fathomless, compelled to embrace my myriad unities and all my endless forms and divine soul. O mind, grow full of the eternal peace. O word, cry out the immortal litany. Built is the golden tower, the flame child born.
Om Namo Bhagavate Sri Aurobindo. ओम आनंदमय चैतन्यमय सत्यमय परमे I would like to request Dr. Karan Singh ji to light the lamp. This one. Lamp left, lamp left.
When did you meet this baby?
When did I?
When did you meet this?
Yes, yesterday.
It's opening.
Yeah. It's opening today. Yeah. In fact, it was 12 months to complete, but almost done. We are doing the opening today. And I request Prema Akka to come forward. And Karen, please come forward. And Bonji. Well, on behalf of Sri Aurobindo Center for Advanced Research and myself, I welcome you all who have come to this inauguration. And I'm very grateful for your coming. And I think this center, research retreat, I just call it Sri Aurobindo Retreat, is actually a branch of Sri Aurobindo Center for Advanced Research, which is now at Pondicherry. And we have named it Oro Vidya Retreat. Some of you know here that in our Upanishadic language, Vidya connotes knowledge, but not common, ordinary knowledge. It is knowledge of the One, knowledge that leads to oneness, and knowledge that realizes itself in human unity. So that is the significance of this Aurobindo retreat. And here, this retreat center aspires to collaborate and cooperate with the efforts of higher education at Aurobindo. And Savitri and Sakar and Aurobindo Retreat are based in Sri Aurobindo's knowledge and Vidya. So we would be focusing here on Sri Aurobindo studies in different forms. It can be online, it can be coming and studying here in different ways. But Aurobindo Retreat wants to be the bridge with Aurobindo in its higher education. In fact, a couple of years back, 5 years back now, when we wanted to buy a land near Aurobindo in order to connect with Aurobindians, we chanced upon this spot which is not away from Aurobindo and yet very close to Aurobindians. And the most beautiful thing was that we had 6 mango trees in this plot. And that's what made us to spot this, and we said, this is the spot that we would like to take, because we are offered many other plots there. Because the mango trees, in our Indian tradition, they represent Vidya. So it really suited us, saying, again, we want to start a Vidya. Mangoes themselves represent Vidya. And most of our architecture has gone round collaborating, cooperating, incorporating, including these trees. If you see it later on, it's not a straight line building. It has been, going through the trees. In fact, one of the trees is part of the building itself. Because I didn't want to really cut down any trees, except I had to sacrifice a few branches with the permission of the trees. Otherwise, we tried to incorporate everything. So the name, the place, everything is Vidya. And one more thing I'd like to add. This place has been built in about 12 months, against quite many odds, But I think I must thank my young friend, Pukuraj here, can you stand up with an Aurovillian young contractor? He's done a marvelous work, and I'm very grateful to him, he and his father especially, because he has been here all through the 1 year. So I really give my thanks to you openly for the work that you have done beautifully. And yes, the building is not yet 100% complete. It is 80-85%. But I wanted to keep to this date, and especially with the coming of Dr. Karan Singh Ji. And this is something that I must tell you all, that this venture took off. Because a couple of years back, maybe 3 years or 4 years back, it was Dr. Karan Singh Ji who has told me, Ananda, you go ahead building this place to be in service of Aurobindo. You complete the building, let's see how it works. So one word from him way back, 4 years back, inspired me, and I said, okay, gave me the courage, and I went forward. And that's why when it got completed, more or less, and when I knew from office that Karan Singh Ji is coming now, 7th and 8th is his Aurobindo meeting, I told Kuparaj, the deadline is given. Do what you want. So in the last 1 month, we are 6 masons and 8 carpenters, and he stopped all of the projects to give all his workers here. Because I said, Karan Singh Ji will not come often here. And because he inspired me, I want him to inaugurate. So that's why today, on the 9th, September 9th, and 18 is again 9, at 9 in the morning, 45, 9 o'clock, 9:45, I've chosen these 9s. Because Karan Singh Ji is coming today. I wanted to honor the number. So friends, I'm really grateful to all of you. And I thank Karan Singh Ji. And now I request Karan Singh Ji to unveil the Charan. Now is the time I wanted to request Karan Singh Ji to give us his blessings, his good will. Thank you, sir.
These 5 lamps here bring to mind a poem of 5 stanzas by Sri Aurobindo called The Rose of God. Rose of God, vermilion stain on the sapphire's heaven, those of bliss far sweet, tinged with the ecstasy seven. Deep up in our heart of humanhood, O miracle of flame, passion flower of the nameless, bud of the mystical name. The rose of God, great wisdom, bloom on the summits of being. The rose of light, immaculate core of the ultimate scene. Live in the heart of our earth with the golden mystery flower, sun on the head of the timeless, guest of the marvelous hour. The rose of God, damask force of infinity, red icon of might. Through the power of thy diamond hero pacing the night, ablaze in the will of the mortal design, the wonder of thy plan. Image of immortality, outbreak of the Godhead in man. Rose of God, smitten purple with incarnate divine desire. Rose of life, crowded with petals, colors lyre. Transform the life of the mortal like a sweet and magical rhyme. Bridge our earthward and heavenward, make deathless the children of time. Rose of God, like a brush of rapture on eternity's face. Rose of love, ruby depths of all being, fire passion of grace. Arise from the heart of the yearning that sobs in nature's abyss. Because the home is a wonderful and life beatitudes kiss. A beautiful, very powerful poem, which I think has got a certain liturgical quality and which I think would repay constant repetition. So Anand Reddy and Anand Reddy's family and everybody else of the Sakar Parivar and Aurovillians and friends gathered here. 9 happens to be a very auspicious number for me also, Anand. My birthday is on the 9th. Oh. And my wife's birthday was also on the 9th.
Oh, great.
So 9 is a very special day for me. And I'm grateful to you for having invited me on this day to inaugurate this beautiful, beautiful, eco-friendly building. I recall Anand's father, Professor Madhusudan Reddy. For many years, Premaji must have known him very well. And he had this huge project in Hyderabad. He was building, I think he called it the University of the Future. University of Tomorrow. And that was a very, very big. I always thought it was a little too big, I thought. But anyhow, that was there. And that, I believe, is being run by your uncle now, is that correct? Or has it been abandoned?
My sister.
Your sister. All right, good. So you run it now. Is it running? Is it proper?
It's not a university, but it's a school level.
All right, it's school level. Anyhow, as long as it's there. And then, of course, Sakar Anand came and he was there, he came to Pondicherry. And then he's now built this outreach here, which I think is very, very valuable. Because one of the things that I've been, as you know, stressing in Auroville is the fact that we do not yet have any openings to higher education. All us, I don't know whether any from SAIR is here or not today. I don't see Sanjeev. But we are doing a lot of things, but we only go up to plus two level. There is no opening for a higher education. So it seems to me that we can develop a symbiotic relationship between this Aurovidya Center and SAIR. Because SAIR is the organization that runs our educational system. And although Auroville itself is not an affiliating organization, we don't have any capacity there to affiliate. But surely Sarkar and SAIR between them can come to some mutually useful arrangements whereby people can come here and take advantage. The fact that Anand has come all the way from Hyderabad, more or less, to Auroville and has bought his own land and put up his own building shows his dedication to Sri Aurobindo and the mother and his devotion to Auroville. Otherwise, he could have started this anywhere else. So the fact that he has come here, I think, is something of which we should take full advantage. And I would urge that whoever is involved in SAIR, and of course our secretary is here, and other people, to see how we can work out. Because he runs, what happened was, he used two people ran classes through IGNU, Open University, Anand Reddy and Amita Mehra. Mm. Amita Mehra from the Gnostic Center in Delhi, and Anand Reddy from. But then something happened in IGNU. And the new vice chancellor came and cancelled everybody. He cancelled 500 MOUs. You know what sort of person he was. He was the one who should have been cancelled actually. But nonetheless, he cancelled all the MOUs, including Amita and I had opened both of them.
Yes.
I had inaugurated Amita's program and I had inaugurated Reddy's program. So now, therefore, you have to think of some new ways. You could do some online education. Orwell should take some advantage. Orwell should reach out and see in what way we can take advantage of, because Anand has worked up a lot of expertise in the line. He's got various courses and various syllabi and so on, which can take you to a higher level of education. Well, education is not just sort of casual reading. Education means a certain discipline, a certain course. And that, I think, many in Orwell will take advantage of. So I would like, as chairman of the Orwell Foundation, and as somebody who's known Ananda and Madhusudan, his father, for many, many years, for half a century perhaps. I would like to very warmly congratulate you, Ananda, and your family, and all of you. Please give him a big hand. In India, we are very miserly with our applause. In the West, they applaud you very well, but here you can go on and on talking, nobody aati nahi hilate. It's very irritating. So, he deserves a big hand. We have several members of the working committee here also today. I'm glad that they are working in. So you please get in touch with, is it Sanjeev who still runs? Who runs, Sahib?
Charlie, actually.
Charlie.
Charlie.
Charlie, is he or she?
She.
Where is she? She here? She's not here. I don't know why the Sarkar people are not here. But whatever it is, you work with them, sit with them. Secretary is here. Nirma Bhaja is our, can I say, resident working committee member, lives in Pondicherry. You can always, and of course, Premaji is always there to guide you. So warm, warm congratulations. And you've bowed to the mother. I will close with a verse to Lord Shiva, who is my patron deity. As you know, I come from the Himalayas, where Lord Shiva sits in eternal meditation. And the Himalayas are the great mountains, which Kalidasa has beautifully described in the opening verse of Kumara Sambhava. Astyuttarasyam tishidevatatma himalayonam nagadhiraja purvaha paroto yanidhivagaya sitaha prithivya ivamanatana. It's not only a mountain range, it is a spiritual presence, a Devadatma. From there our Vedas, from there our Upanishads, our Gita has come. Come all the way down to Kanyakumari. The whole of the nation, whole of the country has been illuminated by our Vidya. And this is the Vidya Kendra here. So we need the blessings of Lord Shiva. And I will close with a verse by Lord, again congratulating Anand and his team and the young contractor for putting up a very nice building.
Yeah.
Where is the boy? Lady is good. Good, good. Well done. And then after my shloka, then you can clap for me. Om Dhyayet Nityam Mahesham Rajatagiri Nivam Charu Chandra Vatamsam Ratnakarpo Jolangam Parishumigavara Bheti Hastam Prasannam Padmasinam Samantat Kutumamargarahi Vyagrakritim Vasanam Vishwadhyam Vishwavandhyam Nikhilabhayaram Panchavakram Trinetram Namah Shivaya.
It was such an inspiration for all of us. I feel so grateful to Karan Singh Ji. Being from Sakar, I can't really express my gratitude. And you know, such how do you say erudition? Kaise bolte hain, the shlokas, the poems, everything comes out of him, right from his heart. I don't know how. I mean, it's so most wonderful. I would just like to say that he is. We have many times gone to the temple here that he has built for the atmosphere. I love to meditate inside there, the pyramid. I wanted to say that it reminds me that Karan Singh Ji talks about Lord Shiva, and in India we are all bhaktas of so many devas and devis, devs and devis. But they really do exist. Because I'll just tell you one little letter from Anand to the mother. He writes to the mother that, Mother, yesterday I saw Lord Shiva. Is it true? This is what I saw. And the mother says, writes back, Yes, you indeed saw him. Because he is here now. He has come here. He is here with me to help me in my work of transformation. You are receptive, so you saw him. So the gods and goddesses are really there, and what we believe in India is just not mechanical puja or worship, or like he said, the shlokas, the stotras. They are all so meaningful, such depth it has, that I'm so grateful once again.
Can I now request Premaka to say a few words?
Jnananandamayam Devam Nirmalaspatika Kritim Adharam Sarva Vidyanam Hayagrivamupasmahe. Dr. Karan Singh, Ananda, friends. It is a rather emotional moment for me because there were two great professors in two great universities. Both of them taught in the university classes. Both of them were scholars, both of them were publishers of books. Both of them were Aurobindonians, both of them were friends, and both of them were ideal children of the mother. So, because I was born to K.R. Srinivas Iyengar, Ananda has become my younger brother because he is the son of Dr. Madhusudan Reddy. So So naturally, the elder sister takes pride in what he has been doing. He has been teaching in Auroville since 40 years, from the beginning. More than that. He was one of the earliest teachers sent by the mother, I'm sure. So Auroville is not new to him. And Dr. Karan Singh's references to Shiva is his favorite deity. Naturally, because Sri Aurobindo is also your favorite deity. And Sri Aurobindo is known as Yogeshwara Shiva. That is how they describe him as he sat in the court in Alipur, when he was being tried in Alipur jail. It is a great moment for me because this is a further stepping stone for Ananda and of course his Sahadharmani, dear Deepshika. What he is going to do, that is in the hands of the mother in the future. Dr. Karan Singh spoke about further studies in Sri Aurobindo. Yes, that is very much needed. Because today we need very much the teachings of Sri Aurobindo to teach us not only self-reliance, but the most important basic lesson for everything, for all success, self-discipline. If you want to know, if you want to learn about self-discipline, I think you have to teach Sri Aurobindo. And wherever you go, he has lectured on the Life Divine and now he has been writing and lecturing on Savitri also. Unless that self-discipline is there, whether you plan your lecture for 1 hour, 50 minutes or 10 minutes, or you write a line of poetry, so many syllables, how beautifully he recited Rose of God, but it is in such wonderful rhythm by Sri Aurobindo. Because of that disciplined rhythm, he is able to remember it even today and give us, make the roses blossom before us all. It has been a wonderful morning, and from self-discipline onwards, Sri Aurobindonian studies will take us to the heights of learning about ourselves, about Paravidya. This is Aurovidya, which will lead us to Paravidya, I'm sure. And I'm very grateful to Shalamayi here, Ananda Sengar sister, who is keeping the flame alight beautifully, because teaching children is not easy. But she has got a wonderful school going on there, and she is imparting Aurobindonian values, the mother values taught by the mother, above everything else, love that was taught by the mother in her school, in the wonderful place that Dr. Masudan Reddy started. Actually, Dr. Karan Singh was anxiously inquiring about it yesterday. And I said, yes, Ananda is doing very good work here, but his sister is looking after that. That is also very successful. And this way they have been, the family spreading the Aurobindonian knowledge and the love of the mother. I'm sure the future is there before them. Endless progression will be the future for Sagar. Thank you very much, Ananda. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Didi. Well, that was the well wishes from the guarding board. But I have a very close friend of mine, whom I knew again since the last 40 years. I mean, I knew him first as a student, but today he's my very good colleague. And may I request Carol to give him a few words.
Apart from being a member of the working committee, I'm also one of the journalists for Auroville Today, of course, together. And one of the pictures we pictured about the early days of Auroville shows a young captain running around a ball, and that is Ananda Reddy. And he left Auroville many years ago, started Sakar, did a lot of other things, And actually, I'm quite happy that he has agreed to join again. Not really yet as Orevillian, that's the next step, I hope, but together with Deepshika as friends of Orevill. It has a tremendous advantage for Orevill. As Dr. Karan Singh rightly said, the Orevill higher education is in the beginning. We do have possibilities for people from outside and inside to follow and pursue higher education, but not that much. Ananda has a vast treasure of knowledge that you have listened to many, many times. Deepshika has her sight from what she can teach people, and I'm looking forward to these two people rejoining Orevill, giving classes, not only here, because after all this is a retreat, this gives more the impression of a place for quiet study, but we have after all Savitri Bhavan, we have the Bharat Nivas with many spaces, and I would warmly invite them to take up their classes again and share their knowledge with whoever wants to do that. And in that process, I see Sakar and Pondicherry as becoming an outpost of Orevill. You perhaps see Orevill as an outpost of Sakar. I do it the other way around. I see Sakar becoming an outpost of Orevill, and that would hopefully also solve a number of visa problems we are still having at all times. People who hold the tourist visa, can they study at Sakar? There was a lady who was sent back to her home country because she was studying at Sakar. A bit of a ridiculous statement, I personally feel, but if this is all part of Orevill, it becomes perhaps a bit easier. That is what I hope, that the two will become one in the long future. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Karan, so much. He's been really one of the major, I don't know how to call it, the instrument or whatever it is, for us to again step back into Orevill. We're so grateful to him. He himself is a wonderful scholar, so well read, other than his own profession of legal, I understand. Really so grateful to the mother for having such wonderful people in Orevill as our very good friends. Thank you, Carol, so much.
Well, thanking all of you, I think I would like to wind up the ceremony, but with a few words from our own Sakar Trust member. Sambat, can you give us a few words about this? He is our trustee of Sakar, so I wanted to give
him to speak a few words. Namaste to all of you. I'm happy to be a part of this initiative, and as Mother believed in collaboration, so this collaboration of Sakar and Orevill, it will definitely bridge a gap that has been there for a long time. And a lot of, as Premaji said, that it will be from Arovidya to Paravidya. So in this journey, in whatever way we all can collaborate with each other and take this work forward, so that will be the great service to Sri Aurobindo and the mother and the age-old tradition that is there. Thank you.
Well, thanks everyone, and especially thanks to I know, Karan Singh ji, who has really initiated a wonderful thought, a wonderful movement, advising his own governing board members as well as a working committee, and I would like to, and I'm sure we'll follow it up. Now we would like all of us to take prasad.
The prasad is here, right in front of the mother. Please take it. And the lemon juice is there with some biscuits. Please take it because I made it. A lot of it, because I want to take it back home.